asked the doctor what would happen if the sperm and the egg united. To the doctor's credit, he was very truthful in explaining that the fertilized egg would be aborted.
I had never heard the word abortifacient, and I was troubled to find out that the pill could function as an abortifacient. Since the doctor never mentioned NFP as an option, he had never heard of NFP, or he thought it didn't work. I'm not sure. But I left the office empty-handed and discouraged. I guess it was back to condoms for us, even though we hated using them. But it was more than that. There was always a bit of guilt, uncomfortableness surrounding our intimate life. There was always this nagging feeling that the church opposed contraception.
I think it's important to note that Celeste went to a Catholic elementary school. She also went to a Catholic high school and a Catholic women's college. We also attended our engaged encounter, but we had never heard of NFP at that time.
Now, Bob, being a convert and growing up in a pro-choice, pro-contraceptive family, of course had never heard of NFP. Even his RCIA never mentioned NFP.
Celeste started to do a little bit of investigating. She called our DRE at the time. Director of Religious Ed had heard of NFP but didn't know where to find a class. Finally, Celeste saw a blurb in the Catholic Weekly about NFP classes in Lansing, and she signed us up immediately.
When we were first learning the method, it all seemed so subjective, and we were nervous about getting it right. But it didn't take long to get the hang of NFP. Plus, we learned all about why the church has condemned contraception throughout history.
Finally, we settled into a lifestyle that we could live with, morally. Our romantic life was better than ever, and Celeste's MS was in remission. Now, our